many of you have ever played a video game? How about this? How many of you have never played a video game? Okay, that'll keep me better. Everybody's played a video game almost? To see, yeah? Have you ever played a video game where you like have to go from one room to another, or you're going down into one place to another, and things are scaring you, and you gotta like get out of the way, or you have to run in there or get rid of them? Did you play that game? Well, I want to tell you that today's feast day is Saint Teresa, and she invented that game. So if you've ever played a game where you're like running from one place to another, that's Saint Teresa. That she made that game up 500 years ago. And I gotta tell you another secret. The reason I'm talking about her today is because she is my like favorite saint. I wouldn't be here today if I didn't start reading all the things that, and she didn't tell me about this game that we could play to get closer to God. She called it the interior castle. And she started this game when she was, I don't know, maybe about 20 years old or something. And she said, you know what going to God and getting close to Jesus is like? It's like going from these different rooms to another. And every time you got to a room, you got closer. So she made up this game where there were 7 rooms to get to God. And the first room, outside the first room door, was all these, what she called snakes and venomous creatures, lizards and things. They were all out there. And she said, that's the sin that's trying to follow you. And when you get into the first door, you can hide from that. Now, sometimes when you're in playing the video game, when it gets you, you like lose power. You know, you're almost like dead. She says that that can happen to us too if we don't pay attention to why we're in that room to get closer to Jesus and get closer to God. And she said you can get that power back by praying and talking to God. You get more and more power, so you get stronger and stronger. And she said these rooms are like a diamond. You go around and in the very center is all this bright light, and as you get closer and closer to God, it's brighter and brighter, and as you get closer to Him, it's harder and harder to be bad. And she said in every one of these rooms, you go through a little bit different kind of thinking. The first room, like I said, is you get away from all the snakes and bad things that are there. And she said some of them can still sneak under the door and come and attack you. So when you first start thinking that you want to have a relationship with Jesus, you got to be careful because there's a lot of things that'll make you want to give that up. But as you get into the other rooms and get closer, then you get closer to Him and there's less stuff that'll make you like not think about Jesus. In what she says about her third room is she said the importance of loving your neighbor. So what happens is you get closer to God, you stop looking at yourself and what's going on with you, and you start looking at how am I nice to other people and what's going on. Now, why I like St. Teresa is sort of somewhat Jesus was kind of mad about at the gospel today. In Jesus' time, there were all these fancy priests and all these fancy teachers, and they would say, you regular people can't know Jesus and God. We're the only ones that know Him. We're special because we stand up here, we wear fancy clothes, we do fancy things. We know Jesus better than you. So if you want to know anything about God, don't try and get to know Him yourself. Just come and talk to us. We'll tell you everything that God wants you to know. That's not what Jesus said. And that's why He was really mad. He was yelling at the priests and everything, saying, you don't have any more special relationship than God than everybody else does. And that's what St. Teresa said too. She talked about this game where you could go in these rooms. She didn't say only the priest could go in there. She didn't say only the priest could get into a special room. How would you like to play a video game where it says you can't go any further unless you're special? I know that I've told everyone here before that God made you special, and He did. He made you the way He wanted you to be, but He didn't make you better than anyone else. And that's a common problem that we have. If everybody in their life told you how special you were, most of you would think, well, then I'm better than everybody else. And St. Teresa says, that's not it. And Jesus is mad about that. Jesus is saying, you can get as close to God as anyone can, as she could. She spent her whole life in a convent. And she said, I'm close to God, but so can you be too in what you're doing. And so Jesus was mad at the people that said, you got to come to us if you want to find out about God. And St. Teresa said, no, you can find out about God in everything that you do. But it's kind of like a game. As you get closer to God, you can work at it. And so our relationship with God is not something like we just are, okay, I know God, we're okay, we're done. It's always, you can always go into another room and get closer to him. And as you get closer to God, he starts telling you how much he loves you and how much you don't have to work anymore for him. Believe it or not, the closer you get to God, the easier it is, not the harder it is. Because you've given up and you don't have to worry about all this other stuff because you just look at him. So St. Teresa told us, she called it the way to perfection. That sounds like being perfect, doesn't it? And she said being perfect is just trying to be close to God. And that we should talk to God like he's our best friend. So she said if you want to really pray to God, just spend some time either when you're at night or when you wake up in the morning and just say, hey, God, how are you today? What do you got for me? Hey, Jesus, what are we going to do today? And then at the end of it, say, oh, Jesus, I had a rough day today. People are yelling at me. I did some bad things. I'm sorry. I'll do better tomorrow. That's what St. Teresa would say, how you talk to Jesus. And I want you to understand that you, every one of you, can get as close to Jesus as I can. I don't have a special relationship with Jesus just because I'm all dressed fancy. And in fact, some of you may have a very closer relationship than I have. And that's all okay because we're all trying to have Jesus as our friend. And that's what all St. Teresa said. Jesus is your friend. You can talk to him about anything. You can tell him all your secrets. And you can do whatever he wants you to do. But I remember that 500 years ago, she made like the first video game. Do you think there was TVs 500 years ago? No, there was probably not. Do you think there was cars 500 years ago? How did people get around? Did they walk? Do you think they had horses? No, I think they had. Wouldn't you guys like to have a horse today? Yeah, I thought. Even though our times change and we do different things, Jesus never changes. And so St. Teresa, who told us 500 years ago, we can play a game getting to know God, and we can actually enjoy getting to know God. We do it now, but we do it with our video games. So every time you're even playing a video game, I want you to think, even for just a second, you know what? This is what like getting to know God is like. It's an exciting journey. It's fun. You never know what's going to happen. And you do have to try. You do have to tell him how you feel and what you're doing. But that's what St. Teresa says is the fun part of it. And she says, don't worry, Jesus will help you always open the door so you can go to the next place and always give you enough graces that you won't die. You'll always come and get more power so you can go to the next place. So I want you to think about that, and that's the way we could talk to Jesus. It doesn't have to be fancy. I don't know Jesus any better than you guys do. He's my friend too. I just like him as my friend, so I like to talk to him a lot, and you can do the same thing. But we don't have like special knowledge about Jesus. Jesus loves you as much as he loves me, and you can be as close to him as I think I am. You can do the same thing. It's not hard. And so that's what St. Teresa says. And that's why I love her, because before I was a priest, I was a doctor, and I didn't really know Jesus that well. And I kept thinking, oh, you have to be really special to know Jesus. And I found out through St. Teresa, you just have to be who you are. And Jesus already made you who he wants you to be, so he just loves that. But we're not, and no one of us is better than each other. when we come to know how we know Jesus.